Hello, friends. Welcome back to a brand new episode. You know how it is between school runs, work demands, and the daily whirlwind of trying to parent your children. And also sometimes it takes your adult man child as well. Am I right? On top of all of that, meal planning might actually seem like it's a chore. You've got to do this. But when we're trying to eat healthy, when we're trying to lose a little bit of weight, then meal planning actually is part of a healthy strategy, believe it or not. But what if we could break it down into manageable steps that actually save us time and the hassle during the week? That's exactly what we're going to discover in today's episode. 5 habits to make your meal planning routine actually stick.
If you're ready for today's episode, grab your notes. And your apple pad, your notepad, coffee, your tea. And let's actually get into today's episode.
Do you ever feel like it's easier to eat a bowl of cereal than come up with ideas for low effort but nourishing recipes? Because you really hate cold food and salads are not it for you. The mental load of it when you're spending hours on strategy and generating original ideas and content can leave you mentally exhausted. I mean, even asking yourself, what do I want to eat, can feel exhausting in itself. Hello friends, my name is Verona and you're listening to the Lose Weight with Macros podcast, where we break down macros-based meal planning into manageable bites tailored to fit into your crazy entrepreneurial life. And because I know accountability is key, I'm going to be with you every step of the way, making sure this isn't just another failed diet attempt for you to start over again on Monday. So grab a pen or just use Apple Notes and let's get into today's episode. Welcome back, friends, to a brand new episode of Lose Weight with Meal Planning. My name is Verona and today we're going to make meal planning super simple, especially if you're a busy mum. We're going to help you keep it simple with your super favorites that you love. Keep it smart, streamlined, and when it comes to shopping, this is going to be super simple. Prepping what you can, using time-saving hacks, and being okay with plan B. Plan B is often not something that we're okay with, is it? But we're going to help you discover that today. We don't have to have it all together, which is sometimes what we tend to do. We try to have it all together when really and truly we do not need to. I'm a meal planning coach, and I tell you what, if you're new to the show, I never actually used to like meal planning. In fact, I used to hate meal planning. Meal planning was boring for me. It was so boring. I hated it. I hated eating the same things. I didn't know what to eat. I didn't know how to eat. And it's just causing so much overwhelm. So I just ordered what I knew how to eat. I went into a shop. And then I say, can I have this? I pay, they give it to me, and I go home and I eat it. And that was easy to do. And in fact, many of us still do that today because of the lifestyles that we live and the demands that we have on our lives. Sometimes it's just easier to eat out. But in today's episode, I'm giving you 5 ways that you can make meal planning streamlined, especially if you're a busy mum, keeping it simple with your favorites. Now, this is something that you can do by starting with what you know, your family's go-to meals. So often we try to go and get a new habit or do something new when we're already in the process of doing the habit anyway. We might not be doing it well, but we're already doing it. So keep what your family know. But if you're starting with what you know, this is where you can create a list of your favorites and then you begin to rotate them. Why you do this is because it helps you cut down on decision fatigue. And then it will allow you to prepare meals that can be eaten without the stress. There are too many of us who go through this nighttime routine of what's for dinner, then we get anxiety, we get stress, and then it's just easier to pick somebody else to do it. And it's easy to do that. What isn't easy is when we start to have weight gain, not just us as parents, but also the children as well. And then you start to feel guilty and all of these things just start flooding and rushing your mind. Instead of all of that, just keep it simple with what you know first. Then we need to do smart, streamlined shopping. How many of us have been the scenic crew around the supermarket? Walmart, Asda, Tesco, Aldi, lots of different supermarkets, and we do the same thing in every single supermarket. If you organize your grocery list based on the layout of your store, or you can use an app, then this will help you save some time. If time is something that you don't have, then do it online, or you can get them to drop it to your door for you. This can actually be a game changer for avoiding the in-store chaos. I prefer clothes shopping rather than grocery shopping. I hate it because it's just too busy. There's too many people. No, thank you. And I used to work in a supermarket many years ago. And I never forget, there was a time where it was Christmas Eve. I ran into Christmas Eve. And if you worked on Christmas Eve or in the run-up to Christmas Eve, you got double pay, etc. So I decided, okay, I'm going to work Christmas Eve. It was the worst decision ever because people who liked to leave things last minute, and you might be one of those people who leave things to the last minute, they came with a full-on trolley or a full-on shopping cart and they said, smile, it's Christmas. And I didn't smile. I was a hot-headed teenager then. But how can you come
to the supermarket and expect me to smile at 5 minutes to closing time and expect me to do it. And it took me at least 5 minutes to get through your trolley. And they were like, slow down, love. You're going too fast. I'm like, I want to go home. You're not driving me home. I'm not driving home. I'm going home in this cold. It's cold. It's winter. I'm on my own. Don't tell me smile. Not everybody, but sometimes we can take it out. We can take them for granted. Take them for granted because it's not an easy job. I tell you that it's not an easy job. And you think people want to sit there carting your items through and you're just standing there as well. And you're not even smiling. You're telling me to smile. I mean, we just got to give them some love. Okay. But if time is tight, consider doing it online. Don't come 5 minutes before closing time to do a full shopping cart and expect and have the attitude, well, this is their job. Yeah, it is their job. But don't tell me to smile. And then you're coming 5 minutes before. You ain't going to get that from me, okay? But if you're somebody who wants to streamline your shopping, do not take the scenic route because it can be an absolute blessing to those who are in the store and for you too. Next, you want to prep what you can. Now, before we go into prepping what we can, I want to, at this point in the show, invite you to apply for one-to-one coaching. If you're somebody who is stuck when it comes to meal planning and you have no idea on what to plan, or you do have an idea, but when it comes to meal planning, you eat the whole thing in 2 days and then you feel rough. And then you stand on the scale and you're like, oh my goodness, I've gained fat in 24 hours. Well, spoiler alert, you don't gain fat in 24 hours, just saying. But if you're somebody who wants support and the accountability of a coach to walk you through it, whether that's because you want somebody who's culturally aware of your nutritional needs and your nutritional preferences and tastes, or you just want somebody who's been there and you want somebody who isn't going to make you eat chicken, broccoli and rice every single day. Hey, friends, I'm your girl. Head over to vipmealplan.com. That's vipmealplan.com. And applications are open now for one-to-one coaching. Okay, let's get back to today's episode. Now, meal prepping doesn't mean slaving away in the kitchen all day on a Sunday. Now, I know people on Instagram or Pinterest, it can look like that. And I love those things. But it isn't that. Okay, we are not slaving over the kitchen stove all day on a Sunday. Some of you have activities. Some of you, like myself, have church. Some of you just want to lie in and rest and sleep. Okay, you don't want to be prepping the whole day on Sunday. Here's a spoiler alert for you. You don't actually need to. And over in VIP Meal Plan, I teach you how you can do that, so you're not doing it like that. Planning and prepping what you can be as simple as washing and chopping veggies, cooking a batch of rice, or seasoning your proteins. That's it. Any bit of advanced prep that you can do is a time saver for you during the week. Next is using time-saving hacks. I'm all about hacks. I'm all about shortcuts. I'm all about tips here. Embrace them. Pre-chopped vegetables doesn't mean that you, yes, I know these are more convenient, but these are not the convenience food that we tend to spend a lot on. Otherwise, if they're not packaged in packets, what else are they going to be packed in? That is just how they're sold and manufactured. There's nothing we can do about the packaging. It can actually help you put together a meal in much less time rather than you feeling like you have to start from scratch over every single night. Lastly, I want to talk about plan B, where if you're somebody who is a type A person, and you love the fact of being organized. I do too. And we want this one plan to work. You've got to be okay with plan B. Some days, plan A is not going to work out. And that is totally fine. That's how it's supposed to be. But having a backup option, like it may be a pizza, it may be quick pasta, these things can actually save the day. The goal is to feed the family, not to win a cooking show. The goal is to feed your family, not to win a cooking show. That, my friends, is this super simple, easy meal planning made simple for busy mums and how you can keep it into a healthy routine. Keep it simple with your favourites. Smart, streamlined shopping. Let's not take the scenic route, please. Prep what you can. Use time-saving hacks and be okay with plan B. By sticking to these practical habits, meal planning becomes less of a burden and more of a helpful tool. That's what it is, a tool in your busy mum life. That's exactly what it is. It's not something you have to do for life, but it is a tool to help you build better, healthy foods for your family, healthy foods for your gut, and you want your children to eat healthy. This is 5 of the ways that you can do it. If you're somebody who wants it specifically to work for your children and your family, that's where VIP Meal Plan comes in. Head over to the website, vipmealplan.com. The aim here isn't perfection. I know as type A people, we're like, yeah, I got to be perfect. I'll get all my ducks in a row. It's not about that. It's about making your daily nutrition a little more doable, even when you're busy. Fitting into your busy schedules rather than feeling like you've got to upheaval your whole life just to meal plan some chicken, broccoli and rice. When you're here with me, we don't do it like that. We don't fight and struggle with broccoli or Brussels sprouts. You might love them, but you don't need to eat them every single day. When it comes to nutrition, we have to have balance and we have to have variety. My friends, you've got this. If you want more help, the doors are open for one-to-one coaching. Head over to the website vipmealplan.com for more info and also to submit your application. And that, my friends, is all we've got time for today. Short, sweet, and to the point in today's episode. I can't wait to see you, my friends, in the next one.
And just like that, friend, we've come to the end of today's episode. You've been listening to Lose Weight with Macros. I'm your host, Verona, where we break down macros-based meal planning into manageable bites, tailored to fit into your crazy entrepreneurial life. Now, friends, if you enjoyed today's show, don't forget to leave a review and share it with another solopreneur or small business owner. Together, we're going to help you find the time that you do have to meal prep in a way that is so not boring. And my friends, if you're interested in coaching or the courses, head over to the website vanutritioncoaching.co.uk, and I'll see you in the next one.